I guess one thing that everybody on the oncology team needs to be on the lookout for is a woman who's on an aromatase inhibitor who's having periods. That's
Yes.
not a good thing.
No, and you know, periods aren't the only thing.
Sure.
So, you know, we have two large trials in the United States, and they're international studies looking at ovarian suppression. And so these women are all getting ovarian suppression. And we've had a woman who started having periods on a GnRH agonist and an aromatase inhibitor. And I think it demonstrates the power of the aromatase inhibitors to bring out residual ovarian function. So we actually measure estradiol, unless a woman's clearly postmenopausal, as well, because we don't like the estradiol level to go up to 100 in patients we're treating only with an AI and not with something that blocks the receptor.
And I guess the issue is that if a woman really is endocrinologically premenopausal, I don't know it's so much that the AI is going to hurt her, but she's not going to get effective hormone therapy for breast cancer.
We don't have any data on this, but you're trying to get rid of the estrogen because that drives the tumor growth. And we've shown that dropping estrogen levels in tissue improves outcome, that stimulating estrogen production by the ovaries might not be a good thing.
I guess the other thing is that even though we've been somewhat discouraged about the idea of combining hormonal therapy, there are studies right now in the metastatic setting in postmenopausal women looking at the combination of fulvestrant and an aromatase inhibitor, which is kind of an interesting idea.
I think it's very interesting. And that data comes from very carefully done preclinical models that have looked at mice with various kinds of breast tumors that are sensitive to hormones. And I think that it'll be interesting to see the outcome of those trials. Again, they're using this loading approach of the fulvestrant where you really do get the levels up a lot sooner and is my standard approach now of 250 milligrams every 2 weeks times three doses. Some studies are starting with 500 milligrams. We don't have any data on that quite yet, but just to try and get the levels up even higher. But I think that the combination regimens avoid the metabolic interaction of tamoxifen with the aromatase inhibitors, which is, we think, that that's why that wasn't a more effective combination in ATAC.